The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Isn't it true that when the suffering hits in our lives or when things don't quite work out the way we want them to, especially as followers of our Lord, we're trying to walk the walk, that we feel that God's ways are unfair. Unfair. And it works out like, God, why is this happening in my life? I'm suffering, this is happening. So unfair. I've done all the great things, I'm trying. And a perfect example of this is today, the first reading. So we've been reading from the book of Deuteronomy, from Moses, as he's come to the end of his life. And in fact, here we have the death of the great Moses. The end of his story. Now here, Moses, standing on the plains of Moab, on Mount Nebo. Mount Nebo is in modern-day Jordan, and he was sitting on top of a mountain, and he could literally look, just right there, there's the Promised Land, that long destination that they've been traveling for the last 40 years. Moses had done everything that God had wanted. He had went to Pharaoh in Egypt. He had led all of these people, the whole Israelite people, again, probably about 1 million people walking through the desert. And that's hard. Talk about herding cats, the famous saying goes. Imagine trying to move that mass of people. Moses had done everything God had wanted. Yes, it wasn't perfect. Why didn't God just, all right, Moses, here's a reward for all your hard work. Go to the Holy Land. He was literally just right there. He could have just walked over and he would have gone there. How unfair, we could easily say. Unfair. And so he dies right there, so close. You see, there's a principle that we have as Christians. As Isaiah 55 says, that God's ways are not our ways. And in fact, if God allows things to unfold in our lives, it's actually better. Again, hear that principle again. If God has, in his permissive will, allowed whatever happens in our lives to unfold, a sickness, the death of a loved one, bankruptcy of the Diocese of Sacramento, I mean, you name it, whatever suffering we endure, it is better for us. I know that's frustrating because there's something in us that wants to control everything and arrange our lives. But if God has allowed it, it is better. When do we see Moses next? Matthew 17. On Mount Tabor at the Transfiguration. Moses indeed entered the Promised Land, but in a way unforeseen now, because Moses appears with who? With our Lord himself on that mountain, glorified. Moses appeared with Elijah, the greatest prophet of all of Israel. So indeed, God had fulfilled his promise on Mount Tabor in a way that was unfathomable to him with the second person of the most holy Trinity. It was absolutely unimaginable to him, because indeed God had promised and he had filled it in a way that was magnificently glorious. Indeed, on Mount Nebo, we could have said it would have been unfair. But what did God say ultimately? Moses, I have something better for you in store. Next time you feel that God's ways are unfair, remember Moses.